This is Reset Myself and Get Back on Track. Written by Lua. Read by Mistborn Hero. A Bungalow Stray Dogs fanfic rated for teen and up audiences featuring Nakahara Chuya. It is tagged for One-Sided Attraction, Hanahaki Disease. Summary. Chuya is used to the effects of the Hanahaki disease. He just wished that damn flowers wouldn't mock him with their meaning. Chuya woke up and blinked a few times until the world fell back into place. He rolled to his side and stared at the petal he likely coughed up in his sleep. He touched it, and it was pushed down against the pillow, tearing because of the strength of gravity. It had started again. Chuya had learned early that Dasai would never love him. Nevertheless, the heart does as the heart pleases. He had his first surgery at 15. It wasn't a surprise that the flowers were back. It hadn't been a surprise when they came back after the first surgery. As it was, this was shaping up to be Chuya's fourth surgery. It had been carnations at first. He remembered the nurse asking if he had wanted to keep one. It felt like a beautiful thing to do, to keep a carnation that grew inside him out of love. The flower they gave him to take home, like a tooth you had to pull off, was stained with blood and misshaped. "This is what people do?" he had asked himself, looking at the flower and feeling nothing. No fascination, no love. It annoyed him to think people kept a reminder of their rejection, but he couldn't help wanting that gruesome proof that it had happened. He wanted proof. He wanted to learn his lesson. It annoyed him that he could look at it and feel nothing. He could look at Dasai and feel nothing. Slowly, but surely, resentment and irritation grew in place of love and carnations. Then, the flowers came back. It had started with a tingling sensation on the back of his throat. He expected carnations, and even knowing that the feelings had a chance to come back, it was shocking to wake up, choking on Kurajuris like they were trying to kill him. They were trying to kill him. He thought of Dasai at the time, and thought that there wasn't a more fleeting flower to show him that he could still love the traitorous bastard. It was a curse. The flowers said so. He had laughed and tried not to choke on the petals he could feel in his throat. He knew back then that he needed to get the surgery as soon as possible. It would be troublesome to have another executive down with Dasai gone, but when the flowers kept making it hard to swallow and breathe before they even gave chest pain, he knew there was no choice. The doctors had told him that he should remove himself from the proximity of the one he loved. He should look out for his health. Chuya had nodded. He had made promises he couldn't keep, and in the end, he had asked to keep a flower. It was an ugly and dark bud this time. It had been unable to grow properly. When he went home, he put the flower inside a book. He hadn't paid attention to which one. He didn't intend to look at it again. He hadn't wondered, then, if Dasai would kill him. A knife would have been gentler, but despite the slow torture, he felt nothing but annoyance. He hadn't laid eyes on Dasai for a long time before he was caught by the mafia. Chuya knew him too well to believe it. He resented him so much, but he knew what needed to be done. He knew the confrontation was inevitable. Their lives got tangled together, and sooner than Chuya had expected, he was coughing up white petals. It took him a couple of weeks to cough up a full flower, a gardenia. He hated it. Hated Dasai. Hated himself. Hated the flowers. Hated all of it. The flowers mocked him. They wouldn't even let him die in peace. She scheduled surgery for the next day. The after effects were a temporary blessing, but he needed to think clearly. He needed to get away from this. He would go mad coughing secret messages hidden in petals that all, in the end, said the same. He won't love you. He never did. He still doesn't. You foolish, lovesick dreamer. Now they were red. He couldn't help but wonder what flowers were growing inside of him now. He was overly familiar with the tingling in the back of his throat, the strange sensation on his chest, the hoarseness on his voice. It made him angry. He was an idiot. Chuya felt like there was something always brushing on the back of his throat, and there was the proof shattered on his pillow. The first petal always brought a sense of dread. He was used to it now, and the only surprising thing was that it had escalated to the point that there were petals. One, so far, but he knew how it went. His chest ached, and it had nothing to do with his feelings, with his physical proof of rejection. Well, there was, but not in the poetical sense. He stared at the remaining bits of the petal. They were vibrant against his pillow, naturally red, and not dyed with blood. Not yet. He wondered what the flower growing inside of him had to say this time, a mockery of his feelings, a mockery of his attempts to move on. There was a beauty in dying from Hanahaki, but he couldn't see it anymore. He would suffocate in petals. He would suffocate on unreciprocated love. It was poetic. It was sad. It was goddamn annoying. It was all of that idiot's fault, and his own, for never learning. He had known his feelings for Dasai for quite a long time, and here it was, as proof that he felt deeply and passionately the beginning of the end. He cleared his throat, knowing that the tingling sensation and the cough wouldn't go away. "Do your worst," he thought. "This is the only way you can bring me down, Dasai." But rejection was rejection, and it hurt all the worse when it slowly showed itself by suffocating you, and Chuya punched his pillow, causing an explosion of feathers. He was frustrated at his never-ending ordeal. Each petal he coughed felt like Dasai twisting the knife. Eventually, he would pull it out and leave Chuya to bleed out in a bed of flowers. He didn't recognize the flower yet, but he would, and it would suit his feelings just like they always did. It pissed him off to think he would need to cut himself open and let out all these feelings and all these flowers when he knew Dasai damn well only thought of him as a tool to be used when needed. He knew that a kiss never meant anything and that a partnership was a hollow compromise. He knew Dasai and it frustrated him. It frustrated him and annoyed him and fascinated him. He wanted to know what flowers would grow inside Dasai. Maybe none. Maybe ever. But after the first petal, it didn't take long before the coughing got worse. Chuya found himself gagging and trying to swallow back the bitter taste of petals and bile and blood. It was leaning on the sink with running water to help him feel better after puking a big flower that he could properly see it. He hated camellias, red ones. It suited him. It suited the situation, and yet it only made things worse. He wanted to crush it. He was not the suicidal type. He was not a patient man. He would not wait to perish with grace. But the flower stayed there, torn and wet and accusing. He had no hope that things would change. He had no hope that it would just go away. Chuya could not compete with a ghost. He wouldn't let it kill him. He had heard of people burning out in weeks, months at best. He had heard of people going mad with feelings that kept returning and flowers that kept growing. He refused to die beautifully for Dasai. He washed his mouth and took a deep breath, watching himself in the mirror. His chest hurt. It didn't matter. He was stubborn. He got his phone out and dialed the number he always hoped to never use again. Hey, Doc. I need an appointment again. The end. The end. This has been recorded for ITPE 2023 as a treat for Eleni. I hope you enjoyed. This is... Hanahaki is not quite a trope that I read a lot of, but I decided to look at the tag just, like, see if there was anything interesting. There was one fic written by Lua, who was my partner for Pod Together a couple of years ago, and we did a really great project, so I was excited to read it. And this is a little bit angsty, so I'm slightly nervous about gifting it as a ATP treat, but you did list angst as a thing that you wanted and fluff as a thing that you didn't, so I figure it's fine, right? So anyway, thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today.